Chapter 47. Tears turn to great ecstasy. When Jairus sees the woman with the flow of blood healed, his confidence in Jesus' miraculous powers no doubt increases. Earlier in the day, Jesus had been asked by Jairus to come and help his beloved 12-year-old daughter who lay near death. Now, however, what Jairus fears most occurs. While Jesus is still speaking with the woman, some men arrive and quietly tell Jairus, "Your daughter died. Why bother the teacher any longer?" How devastating the news is! Just think, this man, who commands great respect in the community, is now totally helpless as he learns of his daughter's death. Jesus, however, overhears the conversation. So turning to Jairus, he says encouragingly, "Have no fear. Only exercise faith." Jesus accompanies the grief-stricken man back to his home. When they arrive, they find a great commotion of weeping and wailing. A crowd of people have gathered, and they are beating themselves in grief. When Jesus steps inside, he asks, "Why are you causing noisy confusion and weeping? The young child has not died, but is sleeping." On hearing this, the people begin to laugh scornfully at Jesus, because they know that the girl is really dead. Jesus, however, says that she is only sleeping. By using his God-given powers, he will show that people can be brought back from death as easily as they can be awakened from a deep sleep. Jesus now has everyone sent outside except for Peter, James, John, and the dead girl's mother and father. He then takes these five with him to where the young girl is lying. Grasping her by the hand, Jesus says, "Talitha kumi," which translated means, "Maiden, I say to you, get up." And immediately the girl rises and begins walking. The sight sends her parents nearly out of their minds with great ecstasy. After instructing that the child be given something to eat, Jesus orders Jairus and his wife not to tell anyone what has happened. But despite what Jesus says, talk about it spreads out into all that region. This is the second resurrection Jesus performs.